Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Is it Friday already? My, how the time passes by so quickly. And here we are with one another, early morning and late evening, given the breath of life by God, so that we can love and serve Him by loving and serving one another. As we have learned thus far this week, if you listen as a Christian, then you have been given the grace of God to both save you from your sins, but also so that with His grace, you can serve Him. Every one of us believers in the Lord Jesus have been called to serve, not just to take, to receive from God, but also to give. And right now the world needs us as much as it always has. Look around you and pay attention. As Christ's disciple, you have everlasting peace. The Bible says a peace that surpasses comprehension. And while there is no peace among the citizens of this country, as a child of God, you have forgiveness for sins. While few, if any, in our land are seeking forgiveness or giving forgiveness. As a follower of the Lord, you have hope, eternal hope, in a landscape of total hopelessness. Jesus is urging us, you and me both, to spread peace, forgiveness, and hope to everyone we come in contact with. This is how we take the grace of God given to us and use it to serve other people. And if you will allow me, I'd like to propose one way that we can use God's grace to serve others. And this is ironic. Here it is. Be gracious towards other people with whom we disagree. It is easy to be gracious with men and women we agree with, but demonstrating grace to people with opposing perspectives is radically more difficult, isn't it? When we press ahead in Romans chapter 1 and verse 5 next week, we're going to learn about how the Apostle Paul was used of God to bring about the obedience of faith among the Gentiles. We'll find out what that means. But today we can say this: Paul served so that others would invest their faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and the transformation of their lives in pagan cities such as Rome. Paul spread abroad the grace of God. He exercised grace towards others, even when others disagreed with his perspective on the gospel. How did he do this? He engaged them in conversation. He listened to their perspective on God, and then he challenged their assumptions and beliefs as well as their practices. There is nothing wrong with holding firm convictions. We absolutely have to know what we believe with conviction. But first, we need to be gracious in our dialogue with people who oppose our message. These days, Christians will find that most people oppose our message. But we really do the gospel a disservice when we share it without grace. This weekend, let's try this. When we encounter someone who disagrees with us, let's probe their perspective with more questions. Listen to what they have to say. Seek clarification. Calmly, with a lowered voice, gently offer what we believe to be true. Do not push too hard, inviting further conversation, and trusting God with the results. Then, pray for the people who oppose us. By faith, let's see how Christ will use us. And join me for the Monday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.